In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it is Thanksgiving time. This is the time of year where we turn our thoughts to things like pilgrims and cornucopias and harvest and hay bales and pumpkins and pumpkin pie and turkey. It's a good thing, this Thanksgiving. And I love Thanksgiving. It's always been one of my favorite holidays because it's about family and it's about Thanksgiving and it's about food. And I like food. But I also like to give thanks to God. Now, I think of all the things we think about, most often we're thinking about pilgrims this time of year. In schools, children are cutting out pilgrim hats out of construction paper and pilgrim belts with gold belt buckles, even if that's nothing like what the pilgrims actually looked like. But if we turn our thoughts to thoughts of pilgrims. But I think very few of us probably turn our thoughts to Abraham Lincoln. Who's thinking about Abraham Lincoln this Thanksgiving week? You are? Good, excellent. Somebody else is. I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln. And the reason I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln is because in many ways, he is the reason we celebrate Thanksgiving as we do each and every year. Did you know that? Abraham Lincoln. George Washington was the first one to declare a national day of Thanksgiving, very early in our nation's history. And the presidents followed in his suit after him for a while, but then they stopped. And there was a period of 70-some years where there wasn't a day of Thanksgiving in the United States of America. And then, at the bidding of a number of people, most chiefly of whom was a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale, Abraham Lincoln declared a national day of Thanksgiving on the last day of Thursday of November, though the day wasn't permanently established until 1941 by an act of Congress. And so between Abraham Lincoln and the time when Congress appointed it, each president would each year declare a national day of Thanksgiving with a proclamation somewhat just shortly before Thanksgiving, and we would have this national day. And then Congress thought it important enough to have this ongoing celebration. But the reason I'm thinking about Abraham Lincoln is because of his Thanksgiving proclamation that he made on that first Abraham Lincoln Thanksgiving. And he said this: "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God." So we can see right from the opening paragraph that what Abraham Lincoln had in mind was the fact that we have a creator. We have not just one who creates, but one who watches over us and cares for us, from whom all good gifts come. And in that one, the Lord Jesus, God our Father, we need to give thanks. We need to give thanks for all these blessings. And so as good as turkey is, Thanksgiving isn't about turkey or even about pumpkin pie, but it is chiefly about giving thanks. And not just giving thanks into the air out of a general spirit of thankfulness, although certainly it's good to have a general spirit of thankfulness, but we need to give credit where credit is due. And our thankfulness needs to be directed towards the one who blesses us, and that is God. But the interesting thing about Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving proclamation is that he made it right in the midst of the Civil War. That was a tough time. There was lots of death all over the place. There were very few families whose lives weren't touched by the tragedy of war in our nation, both in the North and in the South. And yet, Abraham Lincoln speaks so warmly of the blessings of God, even in the midst of that crisis. And so he continues in his proclamation, saying, "In the midst of a civil war, of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained. The laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere, except in the theater of military conflict. And he goes on to enumerate the many blessings that the United States experienced in that year. And surely the tragedy of the Civil War was looming high in everyone's minds. But Abraham Lincoln wanted to call attention to the many blessings that were present, even in the midst of great tragedy. It can be hard to give thanks when times are tough, but Lincoln knew that this is exactly what needed to happen for the sake of the nation and for the hearts of its people. In Thessalonians, St. Paul is speaking to the church in Thessalonica. And at the conclusion of his first letter to the Thessalonians, he's summing up his thoughts. He's giving them some final instructions. And he says this to them: "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, Paul was not unfamiliar with suffering. If you know anything about his life story, you know he was beaten many, many times. He was stoned at one point to the point where they thought he was dead, and then he hung on to life just enough that he was able to get up and creep away. He was shipwrecked. And eventually, he probably died a very gruesome death in the city of Rome. But Paul was one always to be giving thanks to God, even to rejoice in the sufferings that he experienced, because he knew that they were all for the glory of God. And we too can turn to God, both in seasons of plenty and in seasons of want, recognizing the many blessings that God bestows upon us. And that's the most important thing to do in all seasons, in the good seasons and in the bad seasons, in the good times and in the hard times. There's never a time when it's inappropriate to give thanks to God. Never a time. And it doesn't matter how dire our circumstances seem, it's still important to turn our eyes to Jesus and recognize all the blessings that he bestows upon us. In hard times, we might be overwhelmed by the difficulty that surrounds us, but God's blessings still abound if we take time to look for them. And this is what Abraham Lincoln knew for our nation. He knew that in the midst of great trial, in the midst of great suffering, what the people needed more than anything else was to turn their eyes to God and to give thanks for the many ways that God does, in fact, bless us. In James tonight, we heard these words. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Every good and perfect gift is from above. Everyone. None of it happens by chance. None of it happens randomly. None of it happens by luck, as if there were such a thing. But all of it happens by God's divine providence, by his deep care for each one of us. God watches over even the lilies of the field, even the birds of the air. And if he values those things, how much more does he value each one of you? God loves us so much that he gave his Son, Jesus Christ, so that we might have life and not perish. There is so much that we have to be thankful for. So many ways that God blesses us. And when he does bless us, it's important to turn our eyes to him, to lift up our heads from staring at our feet and the things that lie in front of us, and looking up to Him to see all of the ways that He's watching over us and caring for us and bringing us along. And so Abraham Lincoln concludes his proclamation, after numbering all of those blessings, with a call to prayer. He said, "No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people." God has blessed us. God does watch over us. God cares for us deeply. And we need to give Him thanks. So we're going to take a moment to pray, and then we're going to have an opportunity to share the ways in which God has blessed us this year, each one of us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for all the many blessings of this life. We thank You chiefly for sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to save us from our sin and restore our relationship with You. But we thank You also for Your provision and all the ways that You care for us. We pray that You would open our eyes this night and our hearts to see the goodness of who You are and the ways, both great and small, that You care for us each and every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.